I now call the meeting back in order.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to make a motion that we revise the agenda at this point in the meeting to take case number 11,524, the Clear Channel LLC, to the front of the meeting.
Gentlemen, this is an application located southwest of Route 1 Coastal Highway, approximately...
Mr. Lang, we haven't gotten a second to that motion.
Sorry?
It's okay.
I'm a little rushed.
That's okay. Do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
Okay, I got a motion by Mr. Rickards and a second by Mr. Hudson that we revise this evening's agenda and move case number 11,524 back to the top. Okay, all those in favor of the motion?
Aye.
Your voting sign?
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion so carried. Now, Mr. Lang.
Yes, this is an application number 11524, Clear Channel Outdoor LLC. Site is southwest of Route 1 Coastal Highway, approximately 1/4 mile southeast of Route 88, Cave Neck Road. 911 address is 16218 Coastal Highway, Lewis, Delaware, with a tax map ID of District 235, Map 23, Parcel 52.01. Requesting a special use exception to place an off-premise sign and a variance from the maximum square footage for an off-premise sign and the maximum height requirement. We ask that this item be put up on the agenda because I was just given notice a few minutes ago at the beginning of the recess that the applicants wish to withdraw the application case number 11524 this evening. I realize that this is unusual, but we do not want to, the applicant does not want to proceed with their application. The applicant provided a note. Nancy Chernoff of Clear Channel Outdoors has just signed the request to withdraw. The ordinance requires that if an application is to be withdrawn, it has to be withdrawn 2 working days prior to the public hearing, or the board has to vote to accept that withdrawal. So if Ms. Chernoff can come forward, the board would then have to consider her request.
Good evening.
Good evening, ma'am.
I'm Nancy Chernoff with Clear Channel Outdoor. I'm their real estate manager. And this evening, what we would like to do is to withdraw our application for the variance requested. I have met with a neighboring property owner, Mr. Wilson, and I think that we can do some revisions of the current survey and application that we submitted.
Okay.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to make a motion that approve the request to remove case number 11,524 from the agenda.
I believe it's a request to withdraw the application, Mr.
Yes. Parker. Okay. Application, right.
The motion should be that if this is what you're thinking, that the board would be accepting the applicant's request to withdraw the application as good cause has been shown.
Okay. Leave that be the motion then, General.
Do we have a second to that motion?
Second.
Okay, we have a motion by Mr. Ricker and then a second by Mr. Workman that we allow the applicant to request to have the application withdrawn this evening. Okay, all those in favor of the motion? Mr. Mills?
Aye.
Mr. Hudson?
Aye.
Again, Mr. Rickards?
Aye, for the reasons I stated.
Mr. Workman?
Aye.
I'm counting for the previous reason when stated, so by a vote, 5-0, case number 11,524 is withdrawn.
Thank you.
Yes, ma'am.